this week's parasha, Parshas Chayisara, I want to say over an idea that I saw on the Sefer Sabbath Shiurim by Rav Mordechai Miller from Gateshead. If you take a look at the beginning of the parasha, it seems very clear that Avram Avinu is very intent on acquiring Maaretz HaMachpela. It's very important to him. And the question you have to ask is, why is that so important? And when he's told that, listen, you can bury Sarah there anyway, no, he needs to acquire it. And he pays, according to Chazal, the Pesukim talk about Abramayot Shekel Kesev over Lasoche, Chazal understood that to be an enormous sum of money to acquire Maaretz HaMachpela. Why was that so important? Connected to that question, Chazal asked why it's called Maaretz HaMachpela. Seems to be the double K. And there are a number of explanations given as to where it gets the name Maaretz HaMachpela from. But the Medrash says, Kol mi shekavur b'socha, batuach shescharo kaful u'mechupal. Anybody who's buried there can be assured that their reward is double. Such a unique thing about Maaretz HaMachpela, that your reward is double. And a third question, also connected. Medrash Tanchuma and Parshas Chayisara says that when the Torah tells us that Avraham Avinu came, lispod the sarah b'livkota, came to give a hesped, the hesped that he gave was Eshes Chayil from Mishlei. And the Medrash goes on to say how each stanza, each phrase of Eshes Chayil refers to Sari Menu. Batach b'lei bala, that her husband trusted her when they went down to Mitzrayim, that she would say that she was his sister and not his wife. And then in Pasuk Zayin there, Zonu Masadeh Batikachehu. Chazal say, what was Zonu Masadeh Batikachehu? That she was the one who planned and acquired the Sada, the field in which Maaretz HaMachpela was located. And you have to ask yourself, she acquired the field? She planned and acquired the field? I read the Pesukim at the beginning of the parasha. Sarah dies, and then Abraham goes to acquire the field. She wasn't alive anymore. Abraham buys the field, acquires it after Sarah passed away. Why do Chazal say, Zamina Sadeva Tikachea, that she was the one who acquired the field of Machpelah? To answer this question, Rav Miller quotes a Zohar. And the Zohar says that Maaretz HaMachpela is the petach to Gan Eden. What in the world does this mean? Maaretz HaMachpela is the petach to Gan Eden. What's a petach? Petach is an opening, an entranceway. So on the one hand, an entranceway can define a border or a barrier if the door is closed. But if it's open, an entranceway is a link. The entrance to your house is a link between the Rishus HaRabim and the Rishus HaRabim, and the Rishus HaYachid. It's the place where they meet. And if Chazal tell us that Gan Eden is the, that Maaretz HaMachpela is the petach to Gan Eden, evidently, somehow or another, it is the link between this world and the next world. And it's very interesting and not coincidental that Maaretz HaMachpela is located in the city of Chevron. And what is chibur? What's lechaber? to connect. It's in the city of connection. So how are we supposed to try to begin to understand this? The two famous psukim in Tehillim. There are more than two famous ones. One pasuk says, "Lashem ha'aretz umloa." The whole world belongs to Hashem. And what's the pasuk that seems to contradict this? Hashemayim shemayim Lashem, ba'aretz nasan levnei adam. So what is it? Is Hashemayim, is the aretz to Hashem? Is the aretz to bnei adam? Explains the Chidushi Arim, the Geri Rebbe, that originally everything is Lashem Aretz. But Hashem gave over the Aretz, Natan of Ne'adam. But why did He give it over to us, to humankind? See, everything is holy. Everything is pure. Hashem then gave us the physical world. And He says, I want you to take this physical world and I want you to return to it its spirituality. To raise the physical world and make it once again a spiritual world. The Gemara Maseches Brachos tells us that there's a contradiction. Lashem ha'aretz, aretz nasal levnei adam. And the Gemara says, kan kodem bracha, kan la'acha bracha. Depends whether you said them bracha on food or not. If you see an apple growing on a tree and you want to eat it, you can't. It's Lashem ha'aretz umloa. But if you say a bracha, then writes in the sound of Ne'adam. But what does it mean? It means I can take such a physical act such as eating and infuse it with spirituality. And I can make it something holy. I say a bracha. My shulchan can be like a mizbeach. And when we do that, we're fulfilling what's necessary. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants of us. Sari Menu lived her whole life as someone who took the physical world, the Aretz, and infused it with Ruchnius. Nothing about her life was purely physical. Everything that she did, and she lived in what we would call a normal human life, but everything was so spiritual. And therefore, even before Avraham acquired Maris HaMachpela monetarily, she, through her whole life, was the one who planned and earned Maris HaMachpela, which is the Petach to Gan Eden, which is the link between Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. By living in Olam Hazeh, a life, so to speak, of Olam Haba, of spirituality, then you earn that link. You earn that place of Chibur, that Maris HaMachpela, which is the Petach to Gan Eden. And it's very interesting that who's buried in Gan Eden? Who's buried in Maris HaMachpela? Avram and Sarah. Yitzchak and Rivka, and Yaakov and Leah. Couples, zugot. It seems that to achieve the ultimate of Ruchnius, you need to have that link of marriage. Chazal, of course, tell us that Ish v'Isha Shechina Shruya Beinehem. You all know that Ish and Isha, both of them are an Aleph and Shin, but one has the letter Yud and one has the letter Hey, representing the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And to achieve that ultimate spirituality, you need to have that link, you need to have that couple. But if we were to ask ourselves, who is the first one, who led everybody, who seems to be the epitome throughout all six people of Avraham and Sarah and Yitzchak and Rivka and Yaakov and Leah, seems that Sarah is the one who's the Zamim Asada Vatikacheyu. She was the first one, the prime example of somebody who was able to acquire that link
of the Gan Eden of Olam Haz Olam Hazer with Olam Haba. First pasuk in the parasha says, "Vayu Chayei Sarah, Mea Shana, Vesim Shana, Vesheva Shanim, Shnei Chayei Sarah." So, when we're little, we think Shnei means two. As we get older, you know, it's not two Chayei Sarah, T-W-O, but it's the Shnot. The years. But the Medrash says, no. Shnei Chayei Sarah means the double life of Sarah. It says the Medrash, Lomer Lecha Shechaviv Chayim Shal Tzadikim Lifnei Hamakom Ba'olam Hazo Ba'olam Haba. When Sarah lived 127 years, she lived a double life. Because her Olam Hazo life was so infused with Ruchnius that it's as if she also lived in Olam Haba life. She lived Olam Haba in Olam Hazeh. That was the Shnei Chayei Sarah. And therefore, if we go back to the original Medrash, Kol mi shekaver besocha batuach shescharo kafol umechupal. Why is it that those who merited to be buried in Maras HaMachpelah get a double reward? Because they lead a double life. Not a double life of schizophrenic double life, but a life that everything in Olam Hazeh is also Olam Haba. That was the life of total Ruchnius, even when you're living in a world that's Gashmi. The Kadosh Baruch Hu created that link in Maras HaMachpelah. And that's why Avraham so much wanted to acquire it, because in reality, even before he bought it from Bnei Chet, Sara Imenu had earned her place there throughout her 127 years. Say a parak of Tehillim.